Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
In Germany, the prime suspect in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann from a holiday resort in Portugal in 2007 has been charged with five sexual assaults in Portugal between 2000 and 2007. Well, I'm joined now by Martin Brunt, crime correspondent for Sky News. Martin, thank you very much for joining us today. So Christian Bruckner is this man's name. He's a convicted sex offender and his name has been circulating for some time in relation to Madeleine McCann. The charges he's facing, though, that have just been brought, they're unrelated to that case. Explain to us what has happened.
Yes, nothing to do with the Madeleine case. And these are charges that stem from a number of investigations that the German prosecutor has been conducting for probably a couple of years. We've all reported on them in the past, so these charges come as no surprise, but they clearly are an indication that the Germans feel they've got enough evidence now to put Christian B. on trial for these. And these are crimes that go back to around the year 2000. And the latest one, the latest allegation is from 2017. So they cross over 17 years. One of them, particularly of interest to your listeners, is the alleged rape of an Irish woman who was 20 at the time. This is in 2004. She was working as a holiday rep in a resort called Praia da Rocha, so a few miles along the Algarve coast from Praia da Luz, where Madeleine vanished. According to the charge, she was raped twice, tied up in her holiday apartment where she was based, tied up, raped twice, and went through a terrible ordeal. And the German prosecutor says the attacker was Christian B. There are two other rapes he's charged with. One of them, a 14-year-old girl, was the victim, allegedly. And then two more slightly less serious charges, sex assaults on a 10-year-old girl. And another one, an allegation that he exposed himself to an 11-year-old girl. So in those cases, those sex assault cases, his alleged victims, rather younger than the alleged rape victims. But that's an awful lot that he's now been charged with and will stand trial on.
And what, Martin, do we know about this man?
Well, I understand that he has been of interest to the German prosecutors and the Portuguese prosecutors for perhaps as much as 5 years. His name came into the frame around the Madeleine investigation when, as I understand it, one of his associates called police. This was a man himself who was in trouble with police in Greece, was in jail, but as a kind of get-out-of-jail-early card, he called the authorities and told them that he had spent time with Christian B. in Portugal, had watched a number of films that Christian B. had recorded that showed, I think in one of the cases, one of the victims with which Christian B. has now been charged. He's variously been described as a bit of a drifter who spent his time in Portugal and Germany, flitted between the two countries, drove around in a battered old camper van, and according to the German prosecutor, was quite a well-known sex offender.
Mm-hmm. And the crimes that we're talking about, these allegations, they date back over two decades ago now. The links and the cooperation that has been happening between Portuguese and German police and investigators, just explain to us how closely they have been working together on these allegations.
Well, it's not just the German authorities and the Portuguese. The UK police, Scotland Yard, has still a small team that has been liaising. So you've got detectives from three countries who've all been involved to a degree in looking not just at the Madeleine case, but at some of these other allegations. But the thrust of the investigation has been done by the German prosecutor working with the German police, and that's largely because when Christian B was deported from Portugal in around 2017, he had an address in Braunschweig in central Germany, where the prosecutor is based. So that's really why it's that particular German prosecutor who has taken charge of this great variety of investigations, mm-hmm. including the Madeleine investigation.
And he has always denied any involvement in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, but he was linked to that case, I think, that for the first time in 2020, Martin, although you can clarify that for us. Tell us why his name came up in relation to the Madeleine McCann investigation.
Well, he's publicly been linked for it for the last 2 years, when the German authorities suddenly, out of the blue, made an appeal for information, said that they were investigating, had taken over the Madeleine investigation and were looking for any information and any witnesses. They didn't name Christian B, Christian Bruckner, although, you know, to some of us, his name was already known. But I understand that he had been of interest. The Germans had been investigating for up to 5 years. And it's always an indication, I think, that when they suddenly make a public appeal for help, it's an indication that they are struggling to find the evidence that they need. But as I understand it, his name was given to German authorities some years ago by an associate of his who wanted some help with his own predicament in a jail in Greece, mm-hmm. and thought that he might be able to get out of jail quickly if he was able to help police and point them in the direction of a Madeleine suspect. And that's the name this individual came up with. And that really started the ball rolling.
And what has the German prosecutor said about Christian Bruckner and his potential involvement in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann?
He said a lot over the last couple of years. Each time we speak to him, he seems to go a little further. He says that he believes that Christian B abducted and killed Madeleine. He says he has some evidence that Madeleine is dead, although he won't share it. I suppose nobody should be surprised at that. The indication we get is that the Germans are still struggling to find any forensic evidence that will link Christian B with Madeleine's disappearance. And I think that's what's holding up their investigation. Yesterday, the German prosecutor made another appeal for information, for any witnesses around what happened to Madeleine. So, again, an indication that the German investigation into Madeleine's disappearance is far from over.
You've been following this case from the start, Martin, haven't you? I mean, we can only imagine what, you know, every time there's a development like this, what this must be like for Madeleine's parents who've been here before over the years.
Yes, I mean, they'll be aware of what the prosecutor said yesterday. I'm not sure they have any direct contact with the prosecutor, but, you know, like everybody else, they'll have seen and read the news. I guess for them, it perhaps doesn't take them any closer to finding out what happened to their daughter. But they have said nothing today. I don't expect them to react to this news. We've not really heard from them for the past 5 years. Their attitude at the moment is that they're not going to say anything. All the time there's an official police investigation mm-hmm. going on, they're quite happy for that to continue.
Martin, thank you very much for bringing us the latest on that. That's Martin Brunt, who is crime correspondent for Sky News. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.